السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's extremely important, inshaAllah. Lots of du'as for our brothers and sisters and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International as well on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 13th of November 2024, corresponding to the 11th of Jamadul Ula 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatim salihat. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Aapa with afiyat. Allah ta'ala bless you with good health. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours. Inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa. Africa and 99% of the countries of the world, alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface. Inshallah, inshallah, we contacted Brother Junaid, and he will be back here in operation next week, Monday, inshallah. Everyone should make dua for our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla wala grant him siha, afiya, complete shifa and cure. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, with the grace of and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 39, and that is Surah Zumar, verses 69 and 70. Now it is the day of Qiyamah. Why Qiyamah? That is the day everybody will be standing in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. the day Yawmuddin, and that is the day of justice, Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. Almighty Allah has mentioned all these names in the noble Quran, and it is an article of faith. We have to believe in that. What will occur and happen on that day? One example before we start today's lesson, chapter 22, verse number 2, Surah al-Hajj, the chapter regarding pilgrimage. In the 17th Juz, 17th para, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When you see the people that day on the day of justice, the day of judgment, you will see that they are drunk and intoxicated. But nay, they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. So today's lesson, chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse 69. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. And the land and the sand, the terrestrial creation will be shining, glittering. بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. With the noor, radiance and effulgence. رَبِّهَا. The sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of the earth and the entire universe. So how will it be shining? How will it be glittering? Remember, with our puny little brains, we can never fathom completely and understand and comprehend it completely. Almighty Allah teaches us even now, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens and in the earth, the celestial creation and terrestrial creation. O Muslim, you are going to go for Fajr Salah just now. Do you know the sunnah dua to read? You, my brother, you must read the following dua, whether you're walking to the masjid and the mosque, or whether you're going in your vehicle. You, my sister, after performing your wudu, now you are going to your prayer room, to your musalla. So you should be reading this dua. This is dua sunnah nabawiyah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read it daily when going and whilst going for Fajr Salat. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي جسدي نورا واجعل اللهم اجعل نورا. So Allah, you give me nur in my heart, in my ears, in my eyes, in my tongue, in my body. وأن يميني نورا وشمالي نورا وأمامي نورا وورائي نورا وَفَوْقِ نُورًا وَتَحْتِ نُورًا. All six directions you bless me with nur, radiant and effulgent. On my right, on my left, in front of me, behind me, above me and beneath me, O beloved Allah. Then, وَفِي شَعْرِ نُورًا وَفِي دَمِي نُورًا وَفِي أَصَبِي نُورًا وَفِي بَشَرِ نُورًا. Ya Allah, in my nervous system you grant me nur and radiance and effulgence. In my blood you grant me nur and radiance and effulgence. In my skin, Ya Allah, you bless me with nur and radiance and effulgence. And within myself, wafi nafsi nura. My entire body fill me with nur, wafi badani nura, wafi jasadi nura. So what and what wonderful du'as. In my hair, Ya Allah, bless me with nur and radiance and effulgence. That is the sunnah du'a. And you heard just now, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you practice and you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, and you emulate me, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately, yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So chapter 3, verse 31, learn the dua, simple dua, and practice on it daily. And it's always good to start something on a Wednesday. As our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha said, mentioned by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah in Maqasid Hasana, and that is authentic. So So there will be nur and radiance in the terrestrial creation everywhere. How we see the sun rises on that with precision and accuracy, and it sets on that particular time, specific time. How we see the full moon shining in its glory and beauty on the 14th night, Laylatul Badr. وَوُدِي الْكِتَابِ and the book of deeds. The reports will be put in front of the people. This is your scorecard. This is your report. This is your book of deeds. وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ and the prophets and messengers, all of them will be brought. وَالشُّهَدَاءِ and the witnesses will be brought. Those who will bear testimony, give evidence, all will be brought. It is مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner, possessor of the Day of Justice. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ and the verdict will be passed amongst them. The entire human creation, human being, jinnat, animals, reptiles, everything, it is Day of Justice for the entire creation. بِالْحَقِّ and the verdict will be passed truthfully. Not like today's courts, that the judge passes the verdict, he made a mistake, then it goes to the appeal court and supreme court and constitutional court and so many things. This is the divine court, no mistakes at all. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ they will not be dealt with unjustly. What will happen to Muslim, non-Muslim, adult and child? We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, the Muslim, the mainstream throughout the world, all children and who are still not mature, who have not attained the age of puberty and they still are minors, they all will go to Jannah and Paradise. And people who are insane and made, Allah protect us, Allah have mercy on us, they also will enter Jannah and Paradise. But for every human being who is sane and mature, every jinn, the invisible creation, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَمِلَتْ and every person, everyone will be rewarded fully, will be punished fully. مَا أَمِلَتْ whatever they did, our actions, our speech, our deeds. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ whilst he, Almighty Allah, is all-knowing of what they did. What they did fil khalwa, what they did fil jalwa, what they did in the darkness of the night in privacy, and what they did in the brightness of the day. Everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is all-embracing, His knowledge all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, O human being, we should prepare now. Every day death strikes. Yesterday people were sending me message. I don't know him, but yesterday we heard Maulana Usama Sidat that he went for a mayyit, a janazah, a funeral. He and his wife were returning. They met up with an accident and his wife passed away. A young couple, and he's also quite serious. Allah Jalla Wala grant our Maulana Usama's wife Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant him Shifa'i Kamil. Allah Ta'ala grant the bereaved family Sabri Jameel. I'm not sure if they are children or not. Allah Jalla Wala grant one and all Sabri Jameel. Allah Ta'ala make our khatima ending on Iman. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let us pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me, unite us with the pious and devout servants. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is today the 11th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 404. We present to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. The Haaretz newspaper writes, yesterday I came back from Hazrat Mufti Sahib, because today Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah, our beloved teacher and honorable teacher, and then went for Isha and I had tafsir, then I came back. So by the time I had supper and everything, it was late already, but I was going through all the news I could find in the Haaretz newspaper. So there in the Haaretz newspaper is mentioned, 6 jutlas dispatched to hell, and they are roasted and toasted in hell, and many more will follow, and many are in transit. Whenever we hear some harm comes to America and Israel and Britain and all these haram countries that are helping Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, we're very happy about that. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, Quran says. And the Muslims are very happy with the help and assistance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You want the war? We give you the war, Jutla. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Listen to this. This was breaking last night. It came through in the Ibri language. You know Ibri? That is Hebrew language. Now, we don't know Hebrew, but mashallah, that our Iranian brothers, whether they were Sunnis or Shias, Allah alone knows, they hacked everything. Remember the Hebrew sites and whatever else, got it translation via Google and what have you, and the news is breaking everywhere. Gallant, who was fired by Bibi Netanyahu, he was busy having an affair with Bibi Netanyahu's physician and doctor and what have you, female I assume, but you can't say Israel, Tel Aviv is one of the gay capitals of the world. Maybe it's a he also, but here I think 99% it was a she, and that is what these haramis are all about. Whether it is Trump, whether it is Gallant, whether it is Kadzef. Do you even know who's Kadzef, O Muslim? He was the former president, and once upon a time the president of Israel. They like rifles, but they can't look after their own rifle, so he went to rape his own staff and so forth. The president of Israel imprisoned and sent to jail, and the prime minister sent to jail, Olmert, and that's where he's going, inshallah. That is Bibi, the butcher of Gaza, the war criminal. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. There in China, somebody rammed into a group of people and dozens of people killed in a stadium. So there is absolute chaos and pandemonium. Maybe Israel is committing genocide. Article in one of the people wrote there in the Haaretz newspaper. But he wrote maybe. There's no maybe. The whole world knows Israel is guilty of committing genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Every resolution almost of the United Nations they violated, and therefore they are a cursed nation, and forever Allah will punish them. Nothing can help them. No Trump, no Biden, no white person, no black woman, no black man. Nobody can help them. Quran has said so. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah definitely was appointed against them, that they will be punished till the day of justice. Su al-hisab, the worst punishment, or su al-adab. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوء الْعَذَابِ. So the worst type of punishment in this world, and worse than that in the year after. Thereafter we see unpredictable. Trump is not in the pocket of BB, so he will tell BB, you jump off and we're going for peace and that, and you can fly a kite and so forth. So he, Trump, is holding all the Trump cards for the moment. Remember that Israel fails to meet the US deadline. They're supposed to allow so much aid to come into northern Gaza. Minimum 100 trucks supposed to go in, and and now only 30, 40 trucks are going, not even half the mat. So it shows that they are guilty of committing starvation there. They are guilty of war crimes. They are torturing our people there in the jails and other places, the haramis. Listen to this, you Muslims. This is my wa ila Allah al mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wherever I go tonight, inshallah, we'll be in Bella Bella between Maghrib and Isha. We are Warambats, Wombats. Tomorrow night there in Polokwane, Petersburg. And that will be after Isha tomorrow night. And then Friday, Jumma, Friday night will be there in Makupani, Port Gietersrus, Porties. So everywhere I mention this, Iqra, read. The Ummah suffers from selective amnesia. When you speak of Iraq, then you must know Abu Ghuraib. These Zalims, these Westerners, these Zionists, they use all the wrong words. Not Gaza, Gaza fiha al-Izza. In Gaza, there's so much honor for this Ummah. Not Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghuraib, Abu Ghuraib. Remember that. That's the big jail and prison where they were torturing our people and against the men and the women and stripping them and what have you. And there in Afghanistan, in Kabul, remember Bagram prison where our sister Dr. Afia was, you must remember. Allah Jalla Wala ease her plight and bring her back home to her family and children. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So listen to this now. A U.S. contractor must pay three people there in Iraq. U.S. contractor must pay to three people there in Iraq $42 million U.S. dollars because of their torture and persecution in Abu Ghraib. That's why we say we must never leave them, whether it's the Americans, whether it's the Chinese, whether it's the British, or whether it is Israelis. We must take them to the cleaners and get the maximum amount of money. I'm telling you now, Jutlas, there will be peace in our lifetime, inshallah. And then we're going to make you Jutlas and Jutlis pay reparations for all your stealing and occupying and all the murder, mayhem you caused and so forth. Remember that. Settlers this year, 2024, have entered Aqsa and desecrated Masjidul Aqsa, O Muslim, O Muslimah, our first Qibla. The maximum amount in the history since these people came on, you must remember, in 1948, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel stole the lands of the Palestinians. Occupiers they are, colonial system they want, and we say you will never have it. So the greatest amount of people, settlers, have entered under the police and army and Ben Gvir, the harami, the war criminal terrorist, remember, leading the charge. May Almighty Allah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak and the Haramain Sharifain. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Climate conference reaches the end, and remember, the host Azerbaijan says the oil and the gas we have is a gift and a bounty from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. All big talk, you must remember. The Pakistani Prime Minister says that they require trillion dollars and so forth. They're all cheap talk. Therefore, I agree with Trump. All this is a hoax and it's just wasting our time, it is. Marco Rubio, so you're going to hear his name very often. In 2025, Blinken, you're a harami, I told you a long time. Biden, you're a bigger harami. And Kamala Harris, you're crying. You are dumped to the pages of history. Nobody will remember you beside the genocide you and Joe Sleepy Joe committed in Gaza and Palestine. So Marco Rubio is then going to be, you understand, the Secretary of State. America likes to use big words. It means the foreign minister, the top diplomat, and so forth. The arch, you Christians, listen, you Jews, you heard enough, right? You know how corrupted you are, what murderers you are, what crooks you are in Israel and apartheid Israel and occupied Palestine. Now you Christians, listen. The Archbishop of Canterbury, remember, resigns. Justin Welby. Why he resigned? Because of the pedophilia. The priests are busy with the young boys. They say they follow the Catholic Church, and now they can't get married. Now they have to park their rifle somewhere, so they park it in the lighties. You see that? That whole church is tainted, polluted. When this time the Pope is who? Francis. Before him was Pope Benedict. When I was in Europe, the whole thing broke. I wanted to meet the Pope. They told me, go to hell, you can't meet him. I wanted to meet Pope Benedict. So I asked them, why I can't? They say, under house arrest. Why? He told them, this whole Christianity is a false religion. So which is the true religion? He said, Islam. They made him resign. They said, too much pedophilia. That was just a camouflage and a cover-up. Wake up, you Muslims. Russia would love. Putin, the harami, we like him. Today is day 992. They're in the Ukraine invasion. So Trump says Russia must keep the territory occupied and we will not be giving them arms and so forth and so on. So that is Trump's solution. Zelensky is blowing a gasket, obviously. Listen to the South African news. Our minister, right? So of foreign affairs, international affairs, Lamola, he says when you know that a Jew went to go and fight in Israel and so forth and so on for South African, go to the nearest police station. Lamola, what the hell you guys are doing? So many of these guys went, they're posing there, they come back. Why don't you arrest them? So they're hopeless, useless men. So what you're telling us to go to the nearest police station? You know what the police are today. Majority of them are corrupt and so forth. Malaysia police. Now, yeah, they went to go to sort out big problems here in Malaysia, one part of it, and illegal connections and so forth, and all that illegal water, a lot of things. They went to sort it out, the people protested, and they stoned the police. The police ran away. That is your police in South Africa. Hopeless, useless, police hopeless, politicians hopeless. Public, no confidence in you. The dollar rises. And the rand is sitting at 18 rand 15 cents or more. That was the last I heard. So remember, they say Trump came, the dollar became very weak, very strong, dollar very strong, and rand very weak now. Black Friday, oh Muslim, everything to do with Black Friday is haram. It's haram for you to advertise it. It's haram for you to put big adverts and all these things here. And say, put sale, put end of the year sale. Nobody will object. For what? You have to mimic the kuffar culture and so forth. Go read the book Iqtida'u Sirat al-Mustaqim fi Mukhalafati Ashab al-Jahim by Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Wonderful rain we had last night. Allahumma adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, your rain is mercy. And include us in your special mercy, Ya Allah. Today's programs, Mufti Farhan Karani, inshallah, between 8:39 with Mona Zahid, and then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 Tafsir, and then inshallah the driver will come and pick me up and we will go to Bela Bela. Muhammad Desai, my brother, I told you what to do. We'll be there Asr time inshallah. And Mona Zakir, Bismillah, your name is Bismillah, so we will make Bismillah with the lecture after Maghrib and then go to Makupani Potis, and tomorrow morning Fajr, we'll have program day in Potis, Makupani. Our main connection day is my brother Munir Moti, and he got a big heart, mashallah. Allah bless him, bless his wife, bless his children and mother. Allah grant his marhum father Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Come, Molana, we have 15, 16 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it okay to have your name written or embroidered on your Quran cover?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We consider that to be disrespectful. Why? Many a time you must remember you just put the Quran Sharif here and there, and the name Muhammad is written after Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The name Ahmad is written and so forth and so on. So remember, best is not to write it and so forth, remember, and it's embroidered and so forth, and in Arabic also. So all this is permissible but not something encouraged, remember that Quran Sharif is min sha'airillah, one of the sign symbols, nishani, in our vernacular, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, we say. So Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and honor to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah, that's the sign that the person got taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness in the heart. Our advice will be better to abstain and refrain from it.
Mufti Saab, there are people who are charging 50 riyals to visit the Rauza. Is it permissible to pay the 50 riyals or stay away from it?
All this is the shaitaniyat of Murtad bin Shaitan. The way he's getting on that the Haramain Sharifain belongs to him, MBS, or to his father Salman, or to his grandfather Abdul Aziz. Well, we got the story to tell you from the Quran Sharif. Quran Kareem teaches us, wal yattawafu bil baytil atiq. Atiq has two meanings, the ancient house, go perform tawaf there. The first house, to a place of worship, to be erected, established, built on this, in this, on this earth, on this planet. And second one, remember, atiq means ma'atuq. No government, no person, no family are the owner of it. It belongs solely, only, exclusively to him, Almighty Allah. In Makkah, they tell you, you can't perform tawaf downstairs, and you must be in ihram. So we tell the people, just wear ihram, kali also spaza, pretend, and you just go. And there in Medina Munawwara, if you get chance to go in the Rauza, very good, but no bribery. Bribery right in front of Medina and in front of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, absolutely haram. The hadith is sahih and authentic in Bayhaqi and various compilations. La'anallahu rashi wal murtashi wal ra'ish. The person who gave the bribery is cursed by Allah. The one who received it is cursed by Almighty Allah. And you get the third party. He say, Excel alles rechmak. Tu koro galkaran de ba, makke puchne makke badde kabarai. That's my tal, that's my vernacular, man. What you talking? I have all the context, man. We will just give him 50 riyals and so forth and so on. All haram. And the people who organize it also is haram. So remember, just read wherever you get chance, and all this, the sin goes to the murtad bin shaitan. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever, just chapter 22 verse 25, chapter 22 surah Hajj pilgrimage verse 25, whosoever just makes intention of deviation and oppression, we will punish him a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So you don't have to listen to them, but bribery is haram.
Mufti Saab, I just wanted to know, is it permissible for a couple to celebrate their anniversary?
So now, today, tomorrow, you are married 10 years, you are married 15 years. So the wife tells the hubby, come, we have a candlelit dinner. There is no load shedding, but we will make kali pretending load shedding. And then we will have a nice party and a jol in our house and all that. From where all this came, my sister? Our parents, grandparents were married 30, 40, 50, 60. My uncle passed away, 65 years marriage, remember? Abraham Bamli Kaka, my father's brother. So Ibrahim Kaka, we call him Marhum. So 65 years he was married, you see. So to my Kaki and my auntie and so forth. So Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Not once they did all these kind of things. Why? Alayna an nu'assir wa la nata'assar. Muslim, O Muslima, your function duty is to influence the lives of others, not get influenced by others. So all this came from where? From the kuffar culture. That we must have a baby shower, we must have a bridal shower, we must have an anniversary, we must renew our vows. Now they will say, we married 20 years, come we get married again. All this haram. and imitating the kufar culture, not permissible. Every day for us is anniversary. Treat your wife with love and respect and justice. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof, chapter 4, verse number 19. And the Quran Kareem teaches us, Walahunna mithlu alladhi alayhinna bil ma'roof, chapter number 2, verse 228. The amount of rights you have over your wife has similar rights over you. It's not a dictatorship, it's a partnership. Walir rijali alayhinna daraja, and the men have one degree above. You are the captain of the family, you are the head of the family and captain of the ship, and you must spend on your wife and children, not the opposite and the other way around. So therefore we need to understand our deen and present it. We have the best, share it with the rest. Don't go and mimic the kuffar culture. That smacks of that we suffering from the inferiority complex, and we have in our heart the West is the best and white is right. The whole world, Muslim world and Arab world, suffers from this. 80%, 70%. It's a great, great deficiency, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, please advise whether an interest deposit which occurred in saving accounts can be given as sadaqah to a Muslim.
Yeah, we just need to rephrase that question. Number one is this interest we all know is haram and not permissible. Quran Kareem has mentioned it clearly, explicitly, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. I read for you chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain and refrain from interest related transactions, riba, sud, viaj, call it whatever you want to, usury, you do not abstain, you're still continuing, fa'adhanu biharbin min Allah wa Rasuli, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Bulughul Maram, Abba ibn Hajar Asqalani, he was one of the greatest muhaddisin of his time, wa qala Shaykh Albani rahimahullah lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say, you will never ever get another Ibn Hajar. Hafidhul Dunya he was, remember, the greatest one, and we have to accept it. He was a master in the field, an imam in the field of hadith. So in Bulughul Maram he mentioned a hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ar-riba ithnani wa sab'una baba, that riba interest got 72 categories. Wa adnahu, the money minimum category is what? Minimum. أَيَّنْكِحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ, a person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Who person is, which person is right mind will do a thing like that? So remember, so we should know the severity of the crime also. So when we have a banking account, savings account, whatever account, and now interest is accruing, so it is in our possession. It's not in our ownership, and it is wajibut tasadduq. Wajibu tasadduq means you must get rid of it as soon as possible. So give it to any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim person. And remember that you don't call it sadaqah in the sense that way you will get reward. You call it wajibu tasadduq, get rid of it so that your wealth does not get adulterated, contaminated with haram. So there's a big difference between the two. So then no reward for you, but you need to get rid of it. Or pay your taxes with it, customs, rates, duties, all these things there. So you can do that also with the interest money.
Mufti Sahab, I've heard that it is good to start something on a specific day of the week. Please clarify. 100 for moving house as well.
100%, remember that I told you today is Wednesday and it is the 11th of Jumad al-Ula globally, internationally, and it is mentioned there by Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states that you want to start something, you want to get married, you want to do this, you want to do that, then you will find that you start on a Wednesday. And the original book by Allama Sakhawi, I have both both the original and the Mukhtasar. The Mukhtasar is where all the Mukhtasar means the abridged version. So both have mentioned this hadith. And remember, many Maulvis, ulama say they can't find it. Look right in the ending, you'll find it there. So in Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah, and then in the original work is written that Allama Marghinani buried there in Uzbekistan, the author of Hidayah, the famous work of the Hanafi school. So remember, whenever the academic year would start and begin, he would start teaching on a Wednesday. We saw in our own life that how in Karachi, Darul Uloom Karachi, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi' Sahib Rahimullah, one of the most brilliant minds, legal minds, and Mufti Azam, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, and one of the greatest scholars and muftis in the whole of Indo-Pak subcontinent, remember, that Darul Uloom used to always open on a Wednesday. So we used to wonder, how come Wednesday start, then Thursday, then Friday is holiday, then we found all this with Allah's help. And in go to Jalalabad during the time of Hazratji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqanahu. So you find same thing there in Miftahul Ulum. So therefore, it's very good. You want to start something that is halal and permissible, not haram. So the halal means permissible and haram means unlawful. So you start it on a Wednesday or you start it on a Friday. If it is a business and so forth, then after the Jummah prayer, Tafa'ul, you take a good omen from chapter 62 and verse number 10, Suratul Jumu'ah. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Your Jummah Salat is finished. Go and look for the risk and sustenance and remember Almighty Allah abundantly. So when you want to start something in life, then start on a Wednesday or Friday. And if you want to travel, then the best day to travel of the week is Thursday and then Saturday. So these are things that we should take cognizance of.
Mufti Sahib, can you read your mamulats without wudu if you know it by heart, but use the phone to follow for mistakes?
Yes, totally permissible. You know Surah Yasin by heart, so now you read it. You're not reading in the Quran Sharif. You're not touching the Quran Sharif in the book form. So, but you keep your smartphone, ugly phone, it's all these funny phones nowadays, and you're just reading there to see there, so that you don't make any mistakes to read Quran and so forth. There, in that cell phone and iPad and all these gadgets, it's better to have wudu, but not a prerequisite and condition. So what you suggesting permissible, and in ma'mulat, your normal ones that you are reading and so forth, remember consistency is the key. Why? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Muslim Sharif, ahabbul a'mali ilallah adwamuha wa inqalla. The most beloved action by Allah jalla wala is where this consistency, although quantity wise it is little bird, but every day you read it, so that is very, very much beloved and loved by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, please advise, when can a woman resume her prayers after postpartum bleeding?
Remember, the question is this: this lady gave birth and now she's experiencing her nifas, and that is a postnatal, postpartum, as they call in English. So you should know the maximum period. There is no minimum period. Hanafis and Hanbalis say 40 days is the maximum for postnatal, postpartum, for nifas. And the Shafi'is and Maliki say 60 days. So once you get pak, you get clean, you become tahira, you sure now 100% is no more bleeding, then you must take a compulsory ghusl and a bath, and then you resume your salat. And all the days you must, la qada'a, there's no qada. No, you don't have to repeat that salat that you must and so forth because of your menses, your haiz, or because of your nifas, your postnatal. So you, sister, especially with your first child, you should make a record of it and write it down. So that will be your habit for your future children as well.
Mufti Sahib, please advise on how much of rights does a mother have over her married daughters.
So
what I know,
So remember the hadith, so remember the hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim and is Sahih hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna a'dama an-nasi haqqan ala rajul." I'm married, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Muslim Kareem is married, alhamdulillah. So, "Inna a'dama an-nasi haqqan ala rajul." The personality who has the greatest rights over the man, even after their marriage, is who? Ummuhu, his biological mother. So when we have to choose between mother and wife, we must give mother preference. But that doesn't mean the whole night you must go to your mother. Daytime you go to your mother, and nighttime you be with your wife and children. That is what Islam teaches us. Wa inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala al-mar'a zawjuha. The person who has the greatest rights over the lady after her marriage is a husband. Then comes the mother and father and so forth and so on. So sometimes you, the biological mother, father, you want to poke your nose in their marriage for every little small thing. Stay out. They will sort things out and so forth. And there's no need for you to phone every day and all that. This phone also has caused so much damage and destroyed so many nikahs. What you cook today, what your mother-in-law did today, what your husband did today, every day same panchat and same thing. Just leave them and they'll lead their own life and things will come right, inshallah. You rather turn to Almighty Allah and read, "Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud." Ya Allah, you are the one who creates love. Create love between yourself and your spouse. Create love between your daughter-in-law and your son. Between your daughter and your son-in-law. Like that, you should be begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Sahab, what was the mahar given to Hadrat Hawa by Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam?
In Zadu Sa'id of Hazrat Mu'tanwi Nawar Allah Marqadahu is mentioned that the nikah was performed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then he wanted to go to Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, that's Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Then they said, "No, you can't touch her still." He said, "Okay, what must I do?" Read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some kitabs say 20, some say 30. So the ginti, the amount is not that important. What is important is already that time that Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutation was in vogue and it was prevalent. And read upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Salawat, salutation, Durood Sharif. So that was the mahar he had to give and read and so forth. Ameen. Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.